long stretch of headlights build into our night. They tiptoe into truck stops and sleepy diesel eyes. Volcanoes rumble in the taxi, glow in the dark. Camels in the driving seat, a slow, easy heart. But you ran out of gas down the road of peace, and then the battery went dead, and now the cable won't. Check under the hood, your last chance. She ain't sounding too good. Your last chance to trust the man with the stars. 'Cause you found the last chance. Texas. You try to be standard, you try to be more. You try living in a world and in a shell. There was this blockbuster blonde. He loved her free parts of labor, but she broke down and died. This one ain't fuel injected. Her love is disconnected. She gets scared and she stalls. But she just needs a man. That's all. Thank you.
to tell them to, it's true. I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops. So am I trying? Thank you. words that don't come out. And all of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No, I don't know who I really am, and they don't.
And that's our Six Pack at Noon today, featuring women who have written memoirs of their life and travails in the music industry. Let's see, we started out with Carly Simon and Boys in the Trees. That, of course, is the name of one of her records from the early 70s, and it is also the name of her November 2015 memoir, Boys in the Trees. And then after Carly Simon, we heard Ricky Lee Jones, and she has a brand new memoir that is also the name of a song from her first record, and of course that is Last Chance Texaco. Her memoir was just released on April 6th, so just this week, Ricky Lee Jones. Liz Phair, the name of the song we heard was Polyester Bride, and Liz Phair's October 2019 memoir was called Horror Stories. That just gives you an indication of her experience in the music industry. After Liz Phair, we heard Carrie Brownstein. Of course, she is half of the Slater-Kenny group. The name of the song we heard was You're No Rock and Roll Fun, and the name of Carrie Brownstein's memoir is Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl. That was released in October of 2015, the book. Then we heard Brandi Carlile. The live track we heard was The Story, and Brandi Carlile has a memoir that is coming out. It hasn't even been released. It's coming out on April 20th, and the name of her memoir is Broken Horses. I read about it in the New York Times. It sounds like it's going to be incredible, so keep your eyes open for that. And we finished up with Patti Smith. The song was People Have the Power, and Patti Smith has written two memoirs. There was 2010's Just Kids, and then again in October of 2015, she released M Train. So if you don't just like to listen to music, but you want to read more about the artists and their lives, I commend these six women and their books to you. And because what we do here on Something About the Women is feature women by music across all musical genres, we're going to dig back into music. And we've got a little more than a half hour left in the show today, so we're going to be freeform as Tufts Radio always is. And again, shout out to our listeners.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Just thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Was it in your higher wisdom that you turned the light from me? Or was it just your sense of humor that for a moment I should see? In that darkness was I weeping, in that silence I lay free. And now I'm waiting in your valley to be standing on your mountain, that I might tumble down your hillside to a place that waits for me. From the time I dared to mention, I was shown the broken line. In this world of good intentions, the cruelest love can seem so kind. And you may harbor quiet sorrow, but to speak it is the crime. And so I'm waiting in your valley to be standing on your mountain, that I might tumble down your hillside to a place that waits for me. Soldier without country, having laid my guns to rest. I am time without the notion you could say I floundered with the best. I have followed after hunger, and I watched my wants infest. And now I'm waiting in your valley to be standing on your mountain, I tumble down your hillside to a place that waits for me. I have asked so many people what the spark of life might be, but they bade me not to ask for more than what the muted heart could be. And though they posed me many faces, all but one I could not see. And so I'm waiting in your valley to be standing on your mountain, that I might tumble down your hillside to a place that waits for me.
Taking all I got and now you're leaving. Ooh, baby, don't go. I thought love was something to believe in.
Won't you try? know there's nothing else up there I can need. And if I'm sinning every day, I guess I'll sin all seven. If I can still have her by the end of the
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Let's change it up and work backwards this time. We just heard some new music from an artist named Annabelle Shovstek. The cut was Firefly, You Just Loved. I have to say, I heard Annabelle Shovstek for the first time on this very show. Sue played her in last week's show, and the cut that Sue played was a cover version of a song from Triplets of Belleville, which is one of my favorite animated movies, and I got the record, and I love the record. So again, Annabelle Shovstek, Firefly, You Just Love. Before that, we heard Katie Pruitt and Loving Her, Carla Bonoff with Baby Don't Go, and then we heard some Farron, that was Higher Wisdom, live music, Eva Cassidy, her cover song, People Get Ready, and we started out that set of music with Ella Fitzgerald and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And we have just a little more of our show today, Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we are co-hosted by Kirsten and Sue and me. My name is Jane, and we'll squeeze in a little more music here.
Maybe you feel obligated and out of sympathy.
We are racing towards the end of the show here. We just heard a couple of cuts. That was Rhiannon Giddens from her latest record. The song was Don't Let It Trouble Your Mind. And Casey Musgraves gave us Follow Your Arrow. And we are just about done. Thanks again for listening. Something About the Women is here every Saturday between 11 and 1 on WMFO in Medford.